John Glazer takes off the mask. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today, a look behind the ski mask that's the defining prop in the sitcom Delocated, which airs on the Adult Swim Network. On Delocated, the main character, John, is in the Witness Protection Program, and he wears a rather terrifying ski mask to hide his identity. But that doesn't stop him from starring in his own reality TV show, as John. The character was created by comedian John Glazer during his days as a writer on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and another New York-based comedian, Eugene Merman, plays the head of the Russian crime family that's trying to kill him. Both have connections to the music world, as we'll learn later, but both join me now, John Glazer, Eugene Merman. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really great to finally see Glazer's face on the radio.
I'm surprised at how much, John, you look like your character, even without the ski mask.
I was hoping and you were going to say, I'm surprised how handsome you are. I really couldn't tell you.
I think you're beautiful.
Let me ask, what is that song? That song we were just listening to.
Isn't that neat?
Take off the mask.
That is, believe it or not, Roger Glover.
I do believe it.
From the bass player from Deep Purple. And in the mid-80s...
There sounds to be like no reason to not believe that. Why would anyone go like, oh, I doubt it.
There's no way the bass player from Deep Purple would have made that song.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and you have to see the 1984 video that goes with it. It is priceless.
All right. Man. For a future
episode of Delocated.
Yeah, he has to be, yeah. Yes.
Now, Delocated, I mean, mm-hmm. This thing is like those Russian nesting dolls, you know? It's like there's a John within a John. I mean, you, John, play John, who's mm-hmm. in the Witness Protection Program and who stars in the reality TV show as John. Mm-hmm. Are you kind of having fun with the world of pop culture, celebrity, reality TV?
I'm not. I've been miserable for the last 5 years. This has been the worst experience of my life. It's been just awful.
No, he's having fun with pop culture.
I'm having a very good time. It's a really fun show to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Eugene, you were the landlord on Flight of the Conchords.
Yes,
so you've been down this road a bit too. I mean, how different a show is Delocated?
They're both comedies, but otherwise,
it's better, just so we're on the record that you're saying Delocated is better.
You know, each one has its strengths. It's just, you know, it's funny. No project I do I like more than another.
Each has its strengths. Delocated has some stronger strengths.
Delocated is,
bigger
muscles. It's really rewarding.
It's cuter.
It's, first of all, the people on it are super handsome.
Well, that's not true. Flight of the Conchords. Hubba hubba.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty pies.
So what's the answer? Is the answer one's a fake reality show and the other something else? What was the question?
Who knows? That was so many layers ago, question.
I'm like an onion that won't answer a question.
But, you know, you have – you play Evgeny Mirminsky.
Yes.
Is that your real name? Is that your birth name?
Vaguely. Evgeny is sort of my birth name, though really my whole life everyone's called me Zhenya. That's really my name in Russian. And then the only reason it's now Evgeny is because when I went to renew my license, my name, Eugene, didn't match my social security number. It was after 9/11. And they were like, stop it with all these identities, Evgeny. And so,
comrade.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
But nobody has ever called me Evgeny, though that is, in fact, my legal name.
Mm-hmm. And Mirminsky, just close enough to
it's
your...
It's pretty. You know, it reminds me of Merman. I'm not sure how. Oh, yeah.
So Eugene Merman, the Brooklyn-based comedian, plays Evgeny Mirminsky. He's the head of the Russian crime family trying to kill John, played by John Glazer, the creator of the series Delocated, which airs on Thursday nights at midnight on the Adult Swim Network.
Yeah. I'm not trying to kill him so much so that it would end the series.
Right.
Just enough.
And of course, there are people in the family who are a lot more qualified than your character, Evgeny, to mm-hmm. do the killing.
Yeah.
You, who really seem to want to do the killing, are completely...
I want to do comedy. I want to run
unwilling.
My own vodka yeah. business.
He's an unwilling killer.
Yeah.
He just wants to... He's got some father issues.
Yeah.
Now, John has issues of his own. Being a father is like a major issue for John.
Yeah.
But he also has...
And for John.
And for John. I wish you could have seen the air quotes,
listeners.
I'm
drowning here. Drowning here. All right. So as John, you're not only wearing this ski mask all the time. Mm-hmm. We never see your real face.
Correct.
You're also, your voice has the kind of Darth Vader thing happening to it.
Right. It's modulated, pitched down like you see when someone's on the news doing an interview.
And this leads to John's voice becoming a kind of a cultural touchstone. And in this scene from Delocated, John is standing on the sidewalk when a passing car with its window rolled down goes by, and John hears his own voice sampled in a song, and he goes straight to a head, straight to a meeting with the head of the television network who's producing this reality TV show, the network head played by Janine Garofalo.
Hi, John. I was told you had something important to tell me.
Yes. Somebody is taking my voice and making dance music with it.
Right. I know.
Oh. Good. So your lawyers have sent a cease and desist letter.
Why would we do that? It's huge in Russia. As of last week, Bone Zone was number 7 on the charts. The kids out there know this show because of the Murminskis, and they love to dance. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, so then the royalty checks are in the mail, or do I get direct deposit?
No, you're not getting any money from the song.
What?
John, the network owns the rights to Delocated, so any and all things you say when the cameras are rolling belong to the network. Same goes for the songs. Meat Suite, Bone Zone, Rage Cage. Any profits go to the network.
This is bull. You guys are taking advantage of me and my golden pipes.
That is John Glazer in the role of John on the series Delocated with Janine Garofalo as the put-upon TV network executive. And John,
I love the way she says, and they love to dance.
Bearing in mind, John, that this is a family program, what is Bone Zone?
Bone Zone is the Bone Zone is a place
Where
adults go.
When they love each other.
When they love each other. Then it was where daddy would tell mommy how much he cares about her.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell her many times over and over and over again until he starts laughing.
So it falls asleep.
It is one of a number of pet names that John
it's
has.
It's a place,
for
yeah, that's
where
he refers to sex. Yeah, yeah. It's his super obnoxious way of referring to sex.
Where does the character John come from? I mean, you sort of concocted him originally when you were writing for Conan, right?
It was a version. The character of Conan was different. It had more of a joke attached to it, and that was where the original idea came from, like seeing someone on the news and hearing that voice. And I thought it'd be funny if there was an impressionist that was in the witness protection program and was forced to use that voice, but he still wanted to get out there and perform, so he put the ski mask on and would perform live with that voice. And the stupid joke was that all the impressions sounded the same
and looked the same
and also looked the same. Yeah, various shades of them. Yeah, so that's the character I did on Conan, and it was essentially, you know, at its core the same type of person. That character was also really smug, hyper confident, terrible humor. You know, his jokes were just terrible. The impression's really hacky. But he was very confident in what he did. And I always liked that as a character and as a guy. And after I left Conan, I always wanted to do something with that archetype of the character and came up with the idea for the show.
And that character sort of gets split because Eugene, your character, Evgeny, doesn't really want to be the head of the crime family.
No.
He wants to be that guy doing stand-up.
Yes. I want to very much just be an entertainer and, like, I don't want to be a mobster, you know.
Now, how close is this to real life? I mean, we know you're a comedian. You have
ties to the mob. Well, in real life, I don't want to be a mobster, but there was never any pressure from my family, who are mostly programmers and mechanical engineers.
So they say.
So they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, in addition,
that would explain our moderate home.
In addition to your respective characters, though, John, New York City, very much a character in Delocated as
like
well.
Like in Sex and the City.
Yeah. We modeled the New York in Delocated after the New York in Sex and the City. Just, you know, fun character, just someone you want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone that speaks to women.
Yeah. With a lot of puns and a lot of just clever wordplay.
Yeah.
Lots of
clothes I wear in the show, I'm paid exorbitant amounts of money to show off.
Yeah, we got the same costume designer as Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
She's hugely famous, and she wanted to do Delocated.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen, huh?
How dare you? Where is the door that I can walk out of?
You can get into another booth behind you.
John Glazer and Eugene Merman with me. They are on the TV series Delocated. It airs Thursdays at midnight on the Adult Swim Network. Now, in this scene, Eugene, as Evgeny, the mild-mannered head of the Russian crime family that's trying to kill John, meets with a marketing firm about selling his new brand of non-criminal vodka.
Label design is crucial. This name, Knock Knock Who's There, Vodka, what does that mean to you?
It's from my time as a stand-up comedian. Knock knock joke, you know, knock knock, who's there? Moscow. Moscow who? Moscow died. I guess we'll have to eat our cereal with vodka.
Okay, great. We will mock up some designs and get back to you ASAP. Trish, if you could actually validate Mr. Merminsky's parking and show him out. Thank you.
Are you a designer here?
No, I'm an intern. I'm Trish.
Please, Trish, call me Evgeny.
Oh. Okay. I love that joke. But how did Moscow die?
Well, it helps if you know Russian. I could teach you some words sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yeah. Yeah, wherever you want.
I would teach them all over.
Yeah.
To you.
Ah, Eugene Merman. How hard was it to put on that Russian accent?
I don't know. It's sort of... I don't really... Like, in terms of my normal performing, I don't really do, like... accents. So, like, I don't... Yeah. Like, if somebody was like, you're French, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do that. But this, like, I grew up around it, so I feel like...
It's very much on par with Dolph Lundgren in Rocky IV.
Yes.
Wonderful.
If I can nail his accent, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with John Glazer and Eugene Merman from the series Delocated. We'll talk a little bit about the music behind the series and some other things as well. Stay with us. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with John Glazer and Eugene Merman, stars of the TV comedy series Delocated, which airs Thursday night on the Adult Swim Network, both of them with long resumes in comedy. Eugene Merman played the landlord on the HBO series Flight of the Conchords and is known for performing in music venues in addition to comedy clubs. And John Glazer worked for years as a writer on the Conan O'Brien show and recently authored the book My Dead Dad Was in ZZ Top, 100% real, never-before-seen documents from the world of rock and roll. John, first of all, my condolences on your loss.
Thank you.
Who, by the way, is the rather healthy-looking gentleman who's out in the green room?
That is the man that the dead dad in my book is based on.
So,
and he happens to be in New York visiting.
Uh-huh.
It's his ghost.
So dad is... looking pretty good for somebody who was A, dead, and B, in ZZ Top.
Correct. He's a very healthy-looking dead person.
So what is this book, really?
Do you need him to answer that?
It's a cry for help.
Why ZZ Top?
I'm trying to remember when I thought of
the idea. You did it at Invite Them Up.
I did it at your show, Eugene. I'm pointing to your show a long time ago. It was just an idea that I had, and I performed I read the letters live. I don't know. I can't remember.
And then also after that, you did something as like Prince's private chef.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And I think so. So I think that those two things, plus maybe something I'm forgetting, led to like, oh, I have a bunch of things that are pretend from rock and roll.
Yeah, I read something else live. I think that might have been before the ZZ Top letters. It was a chef that was in the new Power Generation for a week. And he kept a journal from the 5 days he did it, from getting hired to how things went bad and then he got fired, or maybe he quit.
Yeah.
But then I thought.
So it's behind the scenes with Prince, basically.
Yeah. That one didn't make the book, but there is a Prince one in the book. Apparently he played Steven Spielberg's daughter's bar mitzvah.
Bat mitzvah,
and it's the set list. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stupid sounding songs.
Lost lyrics from David Bowie and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Elton John.
Lyrics that they would have hoped remained lost.
Correct. There were a lot of, like, they wrote some jingles and mm-hmm. commercials and, yeah.
Now, you were talking about Eugene having a show. Eugene, it's been years since you were on Soundcheck, but the first time you were on, you were hosting a music video show. Do you still do that?
I don't think I was. And then also, maybe?
Yeah. Weren't you doing something for, like, NYE or one of those?
No, New Year's Eve?
Possibly.
I mean, the answer is I've maybe worked, but I don't think I never hosted a music video show that I can recall.
Hmm.
I mean, I was a VJ if that... No, I wasn't a VJ. but what was the question?
You were an EJ.
Like, what did I used to do?
Well, no, there's... You have maintained ties with the music world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm about to tour with Andrew Bird.
With Andrew Bird. You've been part of the Cabinet of Wonders that John Wesley Harding does.
Yes, we've
regularly done
that. And that's going to be a show, I think, on NPR.
So what is the appeal of performing for rock audiences? Is there a lot of... I mean, it seems like the world of comedy and indie rock, especially.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's fun, you know, different. Like, Wes is really fun to just tour with and to do shows with. And that show is a combination of musicians and writers and comedians. So that's, you know, that's pretty fun. In terms of, I like music. I think it's just that I like music venues more than comedy clubs, like places like Bell House or mm-hmm. Union Hall, you know.
Why is that?
I mean, one, it's sort of where I'd always started, kind of, and then two, they're intimate, they're warm, they're less cheesy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's there is there on purpose to see the thing they're coming to. Nobody comes to a warehouse in Brooklyn hoping there'll be comedy, you know. So I think there's just like less people there by accident and more people there on purpose.
Do you find people at comedy clubs who've just like wandered in by mistake?
Not by mistake, but they have been tricked. You know, there used to be a club in Boston that if you ever went there, you'd leave your business card, and everyone who left their business card would get a call, and it was, you won 30 tickets. Then they'd have to round up their friends, and then you're performing for an audience of people who have essentially been tricked. So, yes. I mean, that's not always the case, and obviously if you're well-known and you're performing at a comedy... I mean, I perform at comedy clubs. I'm just saying the reason I vaguely prefer
it. It's a non-traditional venue for a non-traditional type performer.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you your slogan.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't know why I went through that rigmarole when I was like, oh, I don't know.
What about you, John? Same question. I mean, you know, given your choice, would you pick a place like the Bell House in Brooklyn, or would you rather be at like Caroline's?
I mean, I don't really do stand up per se. I don't do a lot of clubs or even lots of shows. So the performing I do isn't really traditional stand up. So I would never really find myself mm-hmm. in a stand up club anyway.
But if you were to be tricked into attending an event at one or the other, where would you go?
I guess if I were to be tricked, my preference would be the warehouse, just because it sounds more exciting, and I'm kind of at a time in my life where I'm looking for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if I were to be tricked, that's what I'd want.
Now, who does the music on the show on Delocated?
The music is done by a gentleman named Chris Anderson, and he does, I would say, most of the music, and then a lot of it is the two of us
mm-hmm.
collaborating, whether it's an idea that I'll have for a song and then he makes it just because I don't know how to make music, or we'll give him an idea and then he'll come up with music and just tell him what the idea is. So it's a combination, but he's really extremely talented and he's a very funny guy, which is where we get a lot of these funny songs from.
All right, now, you know, a funny song requires a little bit of a setup, so stay with us on this one because it's a two-part setup, but in this episode...
It's a 20-minute setup. Be patient.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
For a 15-second... Yeah. In this episode of Delocated, John has just learned that he's the custodian of $5 million that his son, David, has inherited from a life insurance policy taken out by John's ex-wife. And John's first act is to buy one of these big stainless steel contraptions you see at like salad bars and stuff, which
right.
holds all the hot food, because he wants to serve potato skins in it.
Wow, this bathroom's cool. Not bad.
This is a fantastic building.
Dad, this place really doesn't make any sense. It's really far from my school.
I'm only concerned about one thing. Oh, yeah. Yes, we'll take it.
Dad.
If the skins fit, then this is it.
So John has been shopping for a new loft, and he finds a place that will fit his stainless steel potato skins serving bar. Now, his son David wants a new bed and maybe a serving bar of his own. And John says no, so David takes him to court.
I rule in favor of the plaintiff.
Yeah.
I grant full emancipation, and that includes all finances.
Tough break, guys. Maybe next time.
I rule in favor of the plaintiff.
Plaintiff.
No, David. David brought the complaint.
You are the defendant.
Not your bar coming through. What you gonna do? I love nachos, so do you.
I hate you.
Chase away the skin's blue. Brand new bed coming to. What you gonna do?
Whoa. From Delocated, which airs Thursdays at midnight on the Adult Swim Network. And it, just in case it went by too quick, what you hear the character John say as his son's nacho bar is wheeled in is,
I hate you.
Yeah. Tables are turned. Tables are turned. Father on son.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Anderson's specialty is the gross white guy guitar, which you can hear in that. Ugh, so enjoyably annoying.
So, Eugene, you mentioned before that you're about to go out on tour with Andrew Bird.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Does that mean, are you like...
I'm going to play standing on top of him. It means that well, I'm opening...
There's an episode where John gets himself a warm-up guy.
Right.
Is that you when you're out on tour? Well,
Yes, it's actually me going to delis and stuff with Andrew Bird, making sure he feels comfortable and everyone there's happy. I'm going to be the opening act on like 2 weeks of touring,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, basically instead of a band. I'm not going to be like playing.
You're not going to be annoying like Kurt was in Delocated.
No.
Well, come on out here, Steve. Get out here.
Yeah.
And now the man who's going to order his dinner.
Yeah.
Here's John.
No. I'm just literally doing stand up before him. For like a half hour or something.
You're doing your non-traditional band.
I'm doing my non-traditional sort of inventive venues. Comedy yeah. that has become what I'm known for.
How did you put it, John?
Talking like this sometimes.
The non-traditional comedy and the non-traditional venue. Eugene is going to appear at the Bell House in Brooklyn with the cast of the Fox series Bob's Burgers this Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday at John Wesley Harding's Cabinet of Wonders at City Winery. Delocated is Thursdays at midnight on Adult Swim. In a moment, John Glazer, Eugene Merman, joining us with some musical picks to while away this.
This music is very flirty. Are you hitting on us?
This is the song I picked.
This is.
Oh, is it?
No, this is Andrew Bird.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, you got to get used to this, Eugene. You're going to be hearing a lot of this in the next couple of weeks.
Tour canceled.
It's so quiet.
John Glazer and Eugene Merman will join us in just a couple of moments as we continue with Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with comedians John Glazer and Eugene Merman of the comedy series Delocated. We're bending the rules a bit today. Normally, our Pick 3 segment, that music sort of heralds the Pick 3 each week, we ask each guest to select three pieces of music. But since John and Eugene are both here, we've asked them each to come up with one song. So it's a Pick 2 today.
And pick two songs together for the third.
So one of these songs is going to die tonight.
Yeah.
One of the songs will be cut in half.
Yeah.
And merged with another song.
It'll be given human form and then killed.
Before we get to any of that, though, Eugene, I want to read to you a comment that has come in on our webpage from Laura.
Oh, my God.
Laura writes, I know what John is talking about with Merman. He hosted New York Noise years ago. I can't believe I even remember it, and he doesn't.
First of all, I remember
that. Here we go. Give it to him, Eugene. Don't hold back.
I did one episode. It was a show that different people did. It's like a series. But so there was one episode where me and Langhorne Slim were guests. But I wouldn't describe that, you know, that's like I did a thing once.
Yes.
Sure.
I asked you if you did a thing, and you said no.
Well.
And now Laura has called you on it. So thank you, Laura.
In your face,
you said, are you
Eugene.
Still hosting?
No. Then it's okay for you to say no if you're not doing it.
But lots of people. That's not fair.
Okay.
In your face.
All right, John.
Fine.
Calm down, John. The in your face would sound really a lot more threatening if you were doing the Darth Vader voice that your character, John, has to employ during Delocated. But
I don't know if it's a Darth Vader voice. It's, you know,
it's getting there. It's getting there. Give us your pick for this week.
I decided to pick, for really no good reason, a song called Medway Wheelers by the Buff Medways.
The Buff Medways from...
There's a gentleman named Billy Childish who's a part of that band who's sort of, I guess, I don't know if he's a legend, but he's a sort of a underground punk icon.
In England.
In England, and I'm sure he's known in the States. I think he was sort of had a little bit of an internet fight with Jack White. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love his music, and I love this song, so decided to pick it. It's kind of got a real Who feel.
All right. Buff Medways and a song called Medway Wheelers. The Buff Medways, led by Billy Childish, and a song called Medway Wheelers. And that is John Glazer's pick for us in our pick two version of our weekly pick three. Eugene Merman, over to you. What do you got for us?
I picked a song by Reckless Eric, who I saw play with Yola Tango at one of the Hanukkah shows and then got his few of his albums.
Now, Reckless Eric, I mean, this is a guy who's been on the scene for a long time.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware he was still performing.
Yeah, I just looked it up. He played last weekend at Maxwell's, and I think he plays around. Mm-hmm. You know.
So is this one of the old songs?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there are or aren't new songs, but this is one of the old songs.
All right. It's called Hit and Miss Judy, and it's from Reckless Eric. That is Reckless Eric, who was part of the Stiff Records gang with Elvis Costello and Lena Lovitch and Ian Dury back in the late 70s. Hit
Fun
Miss
bass
Judy.
Line in that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two winners today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. People are racing home to get on iTunes.
So the Buff Medways and Reckless Eric both getting
They're
a little bit of love. Courtesy of John Glazer and Eugene Merman, stars of the sitcom Delocated. John stars as a man in the Witness Protection Program who is also starring in his own reality TV show, and Eugene plays the head of the Russian crime family that's trying to kill him. It airs Thursdays at midnight on Adult Swim, and Eugene's about to head off on tour with Andrew Bird, as he told us before. And then what happens, John? You're in season three now, right?
Yeah, we're in the middle of season three, and we're waiting to hear if they're going to do a season four.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I'm going to go home and take a nap because I'm super tired.
And Eugene, you've got the Bell House on Friday night with the folks from Bob's Burgers, and then Saturday
with John Wesley Harding. Sunday, Bob's Burgers season two airs.
All right.
So, yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Soundcheck.
Thank you very much for having us.
John Glazer, Eugene Mirman on Soundcheck.